20 arrested for looting during Los Angeles fires. As Los Angeles is devastated by several fires burning in the city, county, and surrounding region, with 7 people confirmed dead, at least 20 people have been arrested for burglary, looting, and other property crimes. At a press conference on Thursday morning, city officials gave stern warnings to those engaging in such activity. "We've all seen individuals who are targeting vulnerable communities by burglarizing and looting homes," said Chair of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Catherine Barger. "This is simply unacceptable." Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said that there are more than 400 Sheriff's Department personnel actively deployed to the fires, in addition to the normal staffing for patrols throughout the county. "The department continues to provide security in evacuation areas to prevent criminal behavior, such as looting," he said. Luna clarified that when an evacuation order is in place, remaining in the affected area is a misdemeanor. If an individual commits certain crimes, that punishment could be increased to a felony. "If you are in one of these areas and you do not belong there, you are going to be subject to arrest," he said. The sheriff indicated the fire death toll could rise and reminded residents to listen to orders and guidelines from local law enforcement and officials. "I cannot emphasize enough that I urge residents that are asked to evacuate to follow our warnings," he said. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell also shared a message to those seeking to exploit the crisis and take advantage of others. "We're going to be there, and we're going to be working to hold you accountable for what you're doing in that regard," McDonnell said. Newly elected Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said, "He has never seen such destruction over the 60 years he has lived in the area. The fires, for which no cause has been determined, have resulted in the destruction of more than 10,000 structures. Nearly 180,000 people are under evacuation orders. The fires, which began on Tuesday and have so far scorched more than 29,000 acres, are the most destructive in Los Angeles history." "It looked apocalyptic," Hochman said. "Not since the 1990s when Los Angeles was hit with the fires, the flood, the earthquake, and the riots, have I seen such disaster occur here in our city." He also said he is optimistic about the city's ability to rebuild. Hochman had a warning for those considering criminal behavior. "If you want to go ahead and loot, if you want to commit burglary, if you want to engage in grand theft, if you want to engage in these internet scams where you're going to take advantage of people who are going to be seeking insurance and government benefits, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will be punished to the full extent of the law," he said. On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom approved a request from the county to deploy the California National Guard to support law enforcement efforts in the region.